This is Lincoln Stoller from Mind Strength Balance reading a piece called Vertical Relaxation. The joke in hypnosis is that all states are hypnotic states. The joke being that hypnosis is not a marker for anything. However, we've come to associate hypnosis with a narrow or absent state of awareness. That's a limited description of a dissociated state. Useful for therapy, hypnosis is much bigger than that. Hyperfocus is also a hypnotic state, and that can be a state of awareness or immersion. A skier racing down a slope is in a heightened state in which they would make poor conversation. A movie viewer is immersed and is also absent, but in a different way. There are in-between states that combine internal and external awareness. Driving a car is such a state, as you're constantly building a story of the traffic, where it's going and why, but that story keeps changing as you watch it. You're in a hypnotic state now because you've devoted some of your attention to deciphering the sounds I'm broadcasting toward you. If you felt trapped, you'd become anxious, but you're not trapped. And to assure yourself, you can disengage from this presentation at any time. Do what's comfortable. I'd like to speak a short piece aimed at shepherding you into an aware state. I don't want your constant attention, and I don't want you to feel constrained. And as I say these things, I draw your full attention, and you feel constrained just a little, and that's okay. Because getting a little more tied in helps you know where the strings are to better let yourself out. I ask you to continue exactly what you're doing and don't lose any focus because of me. And because of that, I must assume every listener is doing something different. Drinking coffee, going through papers, relaxing, bustling out the door, or driving a car. And whatever you're doing, you should keep doing that. Let my voice move into the background. And if you skip a few words, you won't miss anything. I'd like you to expand your awareness. And to do this, you need to find that area of your mind that's not currently occupied. I'm not asking you to pay less attention to what you're doing. I'm asking you to find some spare attention that you can apply to the task of heightened awareness. This will take a little effort, but it will be brief. We normally keep some attention in reserve for emergencies, and for the little interruptions that fly at us every once in a while. And while you're doing this, keep your eyes open and keep doing exactly what you're doing, only better and more attentively. There are several aspects to your awareness which you don't generally consider because they come naturally. They are the objects, scope, and rhythm of your awareness. First, consider the objects. Consider some extra things around you right now, not including me, just simple things that may be important or incidental. The table I'm sitting at has a knot in the wood. The illumination on the ceiling grades from light to dark. The reflection of the fruit basket appears fuzzy in the glass window. I hear a buzzing in my ears. If you're moving, you'll have no problem taking note of things. Attend a little more to what's moving and your sense of movement. Consider briefly the goal you have in mind, like the goal of getting somewhere, remaining safe, or using your time efficiently. If you're moving, recognize that it's you who are moving and the things around you are not. If you're driving, recognize the location you're at this moment, what's coming toward you and what you're leaving behind. There might be things that you've previously overlooked, like a cloud or a light, a person or a car. If you're at home and moving around the kitchen, take a moment to recognize the flatness of the surfaces and the edges of the boundaries, the closets and the things on the table. Now consider the scope or breadth of your awareness. Whatever you're noticing around you, there is much more that you're not. Expand your awareness for a moment to consider what you can't see. Much of what you can't see is simply irrelevant, but maybe some of it is. As babies, we learn that things continue after they've gone out of sight. But as adults, we start to forget this, and when things leave our sight, we forget them. If you're at home, then there may be something that will soon fall off a shelf. If you're outside, there are objects that might affect you, even if only to cross your path. If you were flying an airplane, you'd be accustomed to looking for things you can't see in those forward directions where they might suddenly appear. If you were out on a long walk in the woods, then you'd be watching the weather and the time of day. Whatever you're doing, imagine what might happen and enjoy for the moment that everything is behaving itself and is under control. Lastly, consider the rhythm of your awareness. Consider how quickly or slowly you shift your focus from one thing or another. This rhythm is usually dictated partly by you and partly by your situation. There is one rhythm for cooking, another for driving, another for thinking to yourself. In each case, there is a rhythm, and it feels like a flow, and it can be either organized and regular, or disorganized and chaotic. I'd like you to even it out, calm the rhythm to an easy beat. Imagine yourself to be the pendulum of a clock, or the arm of a metronome, and feel yourself ticking through your environment, synchronizing your movements with the movements of others. And if there are no others, then all the better. Set your own rhythm and clock it to your heartbeat to be at synchrony with yourself, feeling less jangled and distracted and more present and comfortable. Imagine yourself walking and feeling limber, pleasant, and relaxed. Feel as if when you move, all of you moves or responds with movement, even if you're simply driving a car. When you move your arms, the motion extends through your torso, bracing off your sides. Even sitting and doing nothing provides the opportunity to sense your body and its response to your breath, weight, and many almost indiscernible movements. Everything has a resonance, a frequency that's natural to it, and if you're involved with it, then you're pulled toward that frequency. You can't fight the flow of traffic or the rate new things enter your environment. But you can place yourself in more or less comfortable relation to them. You can better synchronize with disruptive elements, like the slippery gravel or the shouting kids. Your responsibility is to the whole process, whatever that process is. And sometimes you find yourself caught in conflicts. And you will recognize that. And you must realign yourself, because things that are out of resonance with each other will eventually tear each other apart if one doesn't yield to the other. This is the fourth awareness, the awareness of the whole in all its aspects, scale, scope, and rhythm. And there is something almost mystical here, in that thought has its own resonance. And as you're able to discern it, others begin to resonate with you. And just as with mechanical things, you can't fight resonance because it's connected to other elements, giving everything its structure. There is a weight to thought, and it comes from habit and history and precedence. There are times when you're like grass in the wind, and like a field of grass you move with the waves, and other times you have a paddle and you can navigate the rapids, still in tune with the waves but trading one for another and using their rhythm to create your own. Most people don't have the fourth awareness. And if you can foster it in yourself, others will be drawn to you. So much easier to conduct rhythms than wrestle with them. You don't need to tell anyone anything, as they may only notice a heightened sense of peace, feeling they're part of a larger rhythm. As we conclude, and as you get on with whatever you're doing, consider objects, scope, and rhythm as three legs of a tripod that resonate to form awareness. That you exist both in our common dimensions and also in this other three-dimensional world. Your awareness of things in resonance with each other is always with you. You only have to open your mind to it. And you will, and you do, and when you do this, you find yourself more grounded, stable, confident, and at ease. In your imagination, see a little three-sided pyramid, something the size of an acorn that you can hold in the palm of your hand. And whenever you hold this pyramid forward, it responds to how much you're in resonance with your environment by glowing red. But when you're distracted or disconnected, it doesn't glow at all. Put the pyramid away now. Put it in your pocket or on your keychain. It's imaginary and you can carry it always to remind yourself of awareness, connection, and groundedness. As you now go on your way to leave the circle of this conversation and to notice a crisper, lighter edge to your day,